I guess maybe I was looking at it politically in terms of the pragmatism of being able to have the debt limit discussion while you're trying to have the tax debate. But I'm looking at next year, Congressman, if this goes forth, if you get off the fiscal cliff, is entitlement, the real discussion on entitlement reform and cuts in entitlement, maybe even tax reform, could, I think, be clearly discussed while the president wants to increase the debt limit. I just don't see all that happening now before Christmas or the fiscal cliff.
Well, I tend to agree with you on that score. The problem you get with the debt limit is unless somebody can come up with a way to balance the budget immediately, and that would require immediate and dramatic cuts in entitlement spending. You know, one of the dirty little secrets about federal financing is we could shut down the entire federal government tomorrow. I mean, everything. Send the military home, close every federal office, fire every federal employee. That's still not enough to balance the budget, because just the automatic spending, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, service on the debt, that by itself is now consuming more than the entire revenues of the federal government. So until you deal with entitlement spending, mm-hmm. we're going to continue to run deficits and continue to have to increase the debt limit. The question, though, is will we adopt the reforms now that will bend that spending curve down in the future so that we can look to a brighter day when Americans can be retiring into a prosperous and literally debt-free America. That's why the Ryan budget plans of the last 2 years have been so important.
So let me
both of those could not balance the budget instantly.
Right.
They brought it into balance over a number of years, but after that began paying down that debt to the point where today's college seniors who are graduating could actually be retiring into a prosperous and debt-free America.
Finally, Congressman, let me ask you this, because there have been some discussions from Republicans that aren't happy with the leadership of Speaker Boehner. Are you still supportive of the Speaker, and will you continue to support him next year?
I think the jury is out on that subject.
That was clear. That was a crystal clear answer. Congressman Tom McClintock, I thank you so much, as always, for your time, sir. I look forward to talking with you in the future.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Thank you.
Great talking to you. Bye-bye.